Colossians is the book of the sufficiency of Christ. It has been called the most Christocentric book in the Bible and an antidote to heresy. Ephesians and Colossians have been called twin epistles. Who is the author of Colossians? The first verse identifies Paul and Timothy as the authors of this letter. But evidently, the sole author was Paul, for he often refers to himself in the first person. Three times he identifies himself as the author. The personal details in the letter and the close parallels to Ephesians and Philemon fit Pauline authorship. So the author is Paul. Who are the recipients? In the discussion on Ephesians, it was pointed out that Paul wrote four epistles while he was in prison in Rome, namely Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. In all four, he mentions his chains. Therefore, Colossians was written from Rome by Paul in 61 AD. Of the four prison epistles, Colossians was probably written first. Paul wrote it because of the need. Later, after reflection, he penned Ephesians. It seems evident that Colossians and Ephesians were written before Philippians, or at least that Philippians was written last. Paul addresses the epistle to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae. In other words, Paul wrote to the church at Colossae, which was about 100 miles east of Ephesus, only 10 miles from Laodicea. There is no record in Acts of Paul visiting Colossae. Evidently, he never met them. On his third missionary journey, he did spend 3 years in Ephesus. Perhaps during that time, Epaphras trusted Christ and carried the gospel to Colossae. Sometime later, a heresy threatened the church there. So Epaphras journeyed to Rome to report to Paul on the conditions at Colossae. His visit to Paul in Rome prompted Paul to write this letter. Basically, the believers at Colossae were saved, sound, and growing in the faith. The heresy that threatened to sidetrack them was a mixture of Jewish legalism, mysticism, and aestheticism. At any rate, the recipients of the book of Colossians is the church at Colossae about 61 AD. What is the subject of this book? The subject of Colossians is the sufficiency of Christ for the spiritual life. Paul argues in this epistle that Jesus Christ is the supreme sovereign of the universe, and therefore he and he alone is sufficient for our spiritual needs. Two conclusions come out of that. One, beware of any teaching that suggests you need something other than Jesus Christ for your spiritual life. And two, Jesus Christ should have the preeminence in everything. What is the structure of the book of Colossians? In other words, how does Paul take the subject of the sufficiency of Christ and develop it in this book? The book of Colossians is a perfect example of the pattern of an ancient letter. It has a salutation, a thanksgiving, a prayer, the body of the book, and it concludes with greetings and a benediction. But let's focus on the body of the book. The body of the book can be divided into three parts: doctrine, defense, and duty. The doctrinal part of the book begins in chapter 1, verse 15, and goes to chapter 2, verse 7. In the doctrinal part, Paul declares the sufficiency of Christ. The second major part of the body of the book is the defense. It begins in chapter 2, verse 8, and goes to chapter 3, verse 4. In this part of the book, Paul defends the sufficiency of Christ. The third major part of the body of the book is called duty. It begins in chapter 3, verse 5, and goes to chapter 4, verse 6. Here, the sufficiency of Christ is displayed. So, the subject of the book is the sufficiency of Christ. In the body of this book, Paul declares the sufficiency of Christ, defends the sufficiency of Christ, and urges us to display the sufficiency of Christ in our personal life, in the church life, in the home life, in the business life, and in our social life. What are the purposes of this book? The first purpose of Colossians is to refute Judaistic mystical aestheticism. The false teaching threatening the Colossians is described in detail in Colossians 2:16 through 3:4. It was a mixture of Jewish legalism, Greek philosophical speculation, and Gentile aestheticism. Paul's primary purpose in writing is to warn the believers against such teaching. He is declaring Christ is sufficient. You don't need rules, revelations, or regulations. That last statement is the heart and core of this book. Christ is sufficient. You don't need the rules of Judaism, the revelations of Greek philosophical speculation, or the regulations of Greek aestheticism. The second purpose of Colossians is to encourage believers to give Christ the preeminence in everything. Paul's purpose in Colossians is like a coin. It has two sides. One is positive and the other is negative. The negative side is to refute the false teaching. The positive side is to encourage believers to grow, go on to maturity, and to give Christ the preeminence in every area of their life. To sum up, Paul wrote to the Colossians to refute Judaistic mystical aestheticism and to encourage believers to give Christ the preeminence in everything. The spiritual life is simple and profound. Believers should give Jesus Christ the preeminence in everything. Remember, Colossians is the book of the sufficiency of Christ.